Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sarantos.
Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sarantos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics and words for as long as I can remember. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every single song is a story. Tonight, I love to announce that I'm having on the show Kelda Music, an American hip-hop artist, TV host, and entrepreneur born in the Bay Area of California, known for her hit singles, Queen for a Night and Thirsty, which are both on her fourth studio album.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in love with your name. I tell you, that's so freaking cool. Kelda Music. I love it. It's so cool. How'd you come up with that?
Yeah, well, you know, my real name is Kelda, and, you know, considering me being an artist and dabbling into different genres outside of hip hop, I call myself Kelda Music. I'm all over when it comes to music. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's very cool.
Thank you.
That's very cool. Tell us a little bit about how you got started down this crazy road.
So I've been in the entertainment industry since I was 5 years old, from doing modeling, acting, singing. My mom was one of those stage moms that had dollar signs in her eyes. she thought, you know, okay, let's get you signed up with John Robert Powers and Barbizon. And then once we finally learned that, you know, they were more of a school and not an agency, that's eventually when I was signed to a talent agent in San Francisco. Okay. I actually had a couple of agents. So I was, you know, doing the whole audition thing, going on go-sees, meeting different photographers, casting directors. Fast forward, I started modeling more and going to modeling school. And then I started singing, and I recorded my first R&B pop album when I was like 14, 15.
Wow.
And then from there, yeah. And then from there, I just caught the hip hop bug, you know, like I've always been a huge fan of hip hop, but I was better at rapping than I was singing. And I was a better writer when it came to hip hop music than pop and R&B. So that's what made me pursue hip hop. And I released my first album in 2005.
That's a cool story. How do you do your songwriting? Like, what do you start with? You start with the rhythm, a beat, you know, the lyric, the melody. What's your process?
Yeah, so it varies. Sometimes I let the actual beat write the music itself, you know, because you start to develop a melody when you listen to the beat. And by just thinking of just a couple words that make sense with the beat, it kind of writes itself. Or there's times where I get inspired by something, right? Whether it's a story of mine or someone else's story or experience. And from there, I would write a verse. Then I would write a hook. Sometimes I would just start with the hook and I would base the song around the hook. So there's different ways. And as an artist, it's just, that's why we're called creators, because there's no like formula or structure on how to write or develop a song. It's just what naturally comes to your mind.
Oh, that's a great way to think about it. Is there a certain instrument that you play, or is it just your voice? Or
it's just my voice. But funny thing is, when I was a kid, I played clarinet for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I would have stuck with it.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's really cool, actually. What's the funnest thing that we should know about the clarinet that most of us don't know in terms of playing it?
Yeah, so the clarinet, it's very, although the instrument itself is kind of heavy, it's very hollow when you blow into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are expecting it to have a heavy sound like, you know, a saxophone or trombone, but it's actually a very hollow, very light sound, and it's very peaceful. It's not so strong like the flute.
Yeah.
It's very airy in a way. So, but the funnest part about it was learning how to put the mouthpiece before you blow into it. Like, I never knew you needed the wooden mouthpiece in order to play it. I always thought, you know, you just put your mouth on it and you just blow away.
Yeah.
But no, there are, you know, certain steps that you got to take before playing it. But yeah, that was the only instrument I ever played, and I'm glad I had that experience.
And it's really kind of fascinating, right? Because nowadays I play the piano and I dabble in almost every instrument, but I don't consider myself a great instrumentalist in the other instruments. But in logic, you know, you can pretend you play everything, right? Because if you understand chords and some music theory and MIDIs, you can slide things around. So we all pretend we play like every instrument. But it's kind of cool to actually play an instrument like the clarinet, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really cool. Like I said, I wish I would have stuck with it because, you know, I did have a couple performances with my class during the time. And the hardest part about keeping up with clarinet is obviously cleaning it. That was pretty difficult for me as a kid.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you don't want to clean anything as a kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what surprises do you have coming for the fans this year? Anything you care to share on our show?
Yes, so I have a new single coming out called Fall Apart. It releases February 15th. On all music streaming platforms. And this is like an Afro-tech EDM dance track. So it's a mixture of what EDM is, but a mixture of like Afrobeat. And, you know, some people would say it's kind of all the same, but it's actually not, because it has more bass, more rhythm to it. And this song specifically, I am doing spoken word over it.
It's pretty cool. I love the mixture of different genres, different, like, it's so cool to see how creative people are. And we definitely try to fit a little bit in that cookie cutter of what's going to be a hit. But, you know, it's cool to talk to artists like yourself. And I think experimentation is great. That's what creates all these really cool sounds.
Yeah, definitely. And you have to experiment, you know, you have to find what works for you. And, you know, it's not just about waking up one day saying, oh, I want to rap, I want to sing, I want to write, do spoken word. Like, it's something that you always had to have a passion for. And again, this is something that I've been doing since I was a kid. And, you know, although I may not be famous or rich, I'm famous and rich through my art. And for me, that's like the most satisfying thing you could ever feel.
Yeah. And I think I'm in year 11. And when I first started, it was like, I don't think I ever really wanted to be famous, but I definitely thought, well, this is going to go viral or that's going to take off. And then when it doesn't really do that, I think you get to a place where you're just comfortable with yourself and you just keep trying to make good stuff and get better. And you just kind of let go of that. You don't put these demands on yourself. You just, if you're doing art that's true to yourself, and even if it affects one person, we all want to be Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's part of your story, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And what I used to think was, okay, if you're going to pursue this, pursue it, you know, pursue it until you become mainstream.
Yeah.
But no, if you have a love for this, then you're going to do it anyway. You know, you're going to perform in front of 5 people every week.
Yeah.
Even if You know what I mean? Like, even if you don't get paid or even if you're not signed, you would rather do that than to not do it at all. So it's really for the love and the passion of it. And that's what I feel when it comes to music. And for me, I love performing. I love entertaining. I love performing. I love talking to the crowd. I love engaging. That's just the best way to be an artist.
Yeah, I hear you. Tell us about the song we're going to hear in a little bit. What inspired you to write it?
Queen for a Night was inspired by the Cinderella story. The reason why I called it Queen for a Night is because I think every female deserves to have that moment where they feel special for one day, where they're the it girl in the room, they're smart, sophisticated, intelligent, beautiful at the same time, and everyone is just admiring her for the evening. It's her world, you know? And when I wrote this song, I was referencing to a lot of my experience, previously when I was flown to perform in the Caribbean, Tokyo, Switzerland, and I was treated like a queen, you know? And this is without a major label behind me or any kind of corporate machine. This is just Kel the Music, Diva, solo, doing this all by herself. And I was getting praised for it. Like, I felt like when I was on tour, it was my birthday every day because
That's
all the
awesome.
fans adored me, loved me. Yeah. So that's what inspired me to write the song. And I think, again, every girl deserves to feel that way, whether it's her birthday, anniversary, Valentine's Day from your loved one. Every girl deserves to feel like a queen for a night.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a listen, then we'll come back and talk, okay? All
Sounds good.
right, awesome, everybody. Check this out. Here we go.
Tour,
yeah,
Caribbean,
go.
Home of Rihanna. I get it. champagne glasses clean. What you know about industry parties at the bar, mingling with artists, the largest stars in the business. What you know about industry parties at the bar, mingling with artists, the largest stars in the business.
That was a really cool vibey song. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yes, thank you. Glad you guys enjoyed it.
What do you think is the hardest part to being a woman in this industry nowadays?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, when it comes to hip hop, it's a male dominated industry, but the females are knocking down the doors. But overall, being in the music industry, you do run into a lot of challenges being a female. You know, if it's sometimes, you know, if you're working with a producer or even, you know, someone from a label or promoter, if you're attractive, the first thing they're going to think about is, how can I win you over? Yes, you're booked for this gig. Yes, here's this beat, whatever you need, but okay, I want you now.
That's terrible.
And it's like, well, right. And it's kind of like, okay, we could obviously see that's your game. That's what you're going to do. That's how you pull women into your world. That's fine. But not all women give into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not mad at the women who do. Some women, you know, hey, whatever floats their boat. But it's just the respect factor.
Yeah.
You know, there a lot of us aspire to become successful artists, and we don't want to have just a one hit wonder or just to have ties with this producer to get these beats. No, we actually want to pursue this. So yeah, that's where the challenge is. Being a female, and especially if you don't have a crew of guys rolling with you, it really gets difficult, because that leaves space for the next guy to come in and say, well, you're solo. You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you married? You have kids?
Oh. You know, kind of breaks my heart a little bit to hear that. And I would think that stuff doesn't happen anymore as much, but the truth is, yeah, I'm sure it does. And I'll be honest, I don't think guys like me, I don't think we have to put up with that kind of stuff anywhere near what you guys do. And it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, that's true. Because like, imagine a woman coming on to you and then, you know, what is it called? Like holding your record hostage unless you sleep with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's what some women go through in the industry. It's terrible.
It is terrible. And I think, you know, personally, obviously I'm an indie artist and I don't have a label. So sure, you can say you control everything, but the truth is you don't have the machine behind you. So I think we all realize that if you really want to, no doubt, right, at the Grammys, a lot of talented people there that deserve to be there and are far more talented than me. But it's labels help. I mean, it's part of the machine, and there's a reason they have these connections and they have money. If someone throws $2 million behind your song, it's going to do better than you doing on your own.
Yeah, that is so true. And the way that I look at record labels now, you have to look at it as a partnership.
Yes.
And not a deal. Because like you said, The partnership entails, obviously, you know, funding, and then also using their resources that are obviously more reputable, you know, like getting on the major talk shows, getting on the major radio station, you know, touring with Live Nation and all the other big guys. So obviously that's the benefits of having a major label behind you, or even a major independent label.
Yeah. And again, I get it. You're right. It's a great partnership. And like any partnership, you want it to be mutually beneficial, right? You don't want anyone to have power over anybody. And I don't have the answer. There's obviously a lot of corruption among labels and everybody. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, I asked you about the biggest challenges you have. What's been the most refreshing thing that's happened to you where you're like, wow, I can't believe how easy that was? Any story like that that you can relate for us?
Definitely. When my music was placed on Real Housewives of Atlanta, it was my song called I Don't Care, which was off the Diva TV album that was released in 2010. And right before COVID hit, 2019, in March, I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and the next thing you know, my song came on. I was like, whoa. And, you know, when you think of music placement or, you know, syncing, you kind of think it's impossible. You know, you're just kind of like, okay, I'm going to submit my song, sign the paperwork, and, you know, I'll look forward to collecting royalties from this in like 10 to 15 years. And with me, yeah, it took a little while as well, but reward, it paid off, and it just felt so good. It felt like you were being acknowledged and appreciated for your sound. It's just amazing to feel acknowledged, appreciative, and the fact that just people find your artwork useful for their projects. And there's no better feeling than that.
So tell us, where can they purchase your stuff, stream it? Where can they hook up with you on social media? What do you want to share with them?
Yeah, so just visit my website. It's keldamusic.com. That's KELDAMUZIK.com. You'll find all of my music there where you could stream on different platforms. You'll also see updates of where my next performance is, my next tour, as well as future projects that I'll be releasing, collaborations, and so much more.
That's awesome. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. You're a very cool person to talk to, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you so much, Spirin. I really appreciate it. And thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. So thank you to all the fans for sharing a little bit of your time with the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every single Tuesday night to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Back and forth I go, never wrong or right.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.